Well, I just can't keep the birds from chirping and singing out there, so you're probably going to hear them in the background. And I don't have a window open. It is so beautiful. And as a matter of fact, I was just on Annunciation Radio, and right before I went on, a cardinal just came right to my window. And then they said, "Oh, a cardinal, is it a bishop?" And I laughed and I said, "Well, you do know, or maybe you don't. Today starts the 9-month novena to Our Lady of Guadalupe. 9 months, people." So I went out and I searched Cardinal Burke, Burke, and up came the prayer, and I signed up, and I get emails and videos throughout these 9 months to keep us moving and praying for Our Lady's intercession. If you have not consecrated yourself to Jesus through Mary, please consider that. Prayerfully consider and just search Marian consecration, and a bunch of different ways will come up on your search, I promise. And when we consecrate ourselves to Our Lady, which is really a devotion that we have seriously in the Catholic Church, she intercedes for us. I'm telling you, Our Lady of Guadalupe, back in the beginning of my journey on her feast day, when I was done consecrating myself to Jesus through her, healed me until Satan got me again, healed me from my marijuana addiction for almost a year. And then Satan had me trip up and I fell off, but then I got back on after confession and through prayer, and for many, many years, never touched the stuff until, as you know, my recent stories, blah, blah, blah. Now, I implore all of us to do this novena. It's not that long of a prayer. In my opinion, he could have made it a little bit shorter. It's a couple paragraphs, not that big of a deal, but something that we can pray for the world. Because again, it goes to Our Lady of Guadalupe and how the Americas were at that time. I'm looking forward to see what his reflections are, but I'm going to pray for Mary to intercede because she has in history. And Cardinal Burke explains that. But today, I want to also show the power of us praying the rosary in a reverent way. How many of you just check the box, you're listening to it in your ears, you're driving, you're multitasking, and hey, I'm not looking at you, I'm looking at me, because I do this too. I just want to make sure that I pray it every day, and sometimes I don't have the ability. You know what? That's a lie. I have the ability to make time for anything that I want to do. Let's face it. I make time to work out. I do make time to pray, but sometimes the prayer isn't what I want it to be. And sometimes maybe I'm squeezing it in. But we all make time for the things that we want to do. How many of you have your regularly scheduled programs at night? Or you do what you normally do because you make it happen. That's the kind of raw truth that I think we all need to put into our mind. Do you love God? And if you love God, you will get on your knees and pray reverently. And one Hail Mary prayed reverently is worth the whole 5 decades of praying not reverently. Okay. All right. I want to read something to you because it came in my feed. It was so beautiful. And then I realized, oh my goodness, this is St. Louis de Montfort's Secrets of the Rosary. All right. Here we go. St. Augustine, and by the way, this is the video that I think I put in my podcast a couple of days ago, but it's important. It bears repeating. St. Augustine says quite emphatically that there is no spiritual exercise more fruitful or more useful to our salvation than continually turning our thoughts to the sufferings of our Savior. Blessed Albert the Great, who had St. Thomas Aquinas as his disciple, learned in a revelation that by simply thinking of or meditating on the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, a Christian gains more merit than if he had fasted on bread and water every Friday for a whole year, or had beaten himself with his discipline once a week until the blood flowed, or had recited the whole book of Psalms every day. If this is so, then how great must be the merit that we can gain by the Holy Rosary, which commemorates the whole life and passion of our Savior. One day, Our Lady revealed to Blessed Alan that after the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, which is the most important, as well as the living memorial of our Blessed Lord's Passion, there could not possibly be a finer devotion or one of greater merit than that of the Holy Rosary, which is like a second memorial and representation of the life and passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father Dorland says that in 1481, Our Lady appeared to Venerable Dominic, the Carthusian, who lived at Treves, and said to him, "Whenever one of the faithful who is in a state of grace says the rosary while meditating on the mysteries of the life and passion of Jesus Christ, he obtains full and entire remission of all his sins." Our Lady also said to Blessed Alan, "I want you to know that although there are numerous indulgences already attached to the recitation of my rosary, I shall add many more to every 50 Hail Marys, each group of 5 decades, for those who say them devoutly, on their knees, being, of course, free from mortal sin. And whosoever shall persevere in the devotion of the Holy Rosary, saying these prayers and meditations, shall be rewarded for it. I shall obtain for him or her full remission of the penalty and of the guilt of all his sins at the end of his or her life. Do not be unbelieving, as though this is impossible. It is easy for me to do because I am the mother of the King of Heaven, and he calls me full of grace. And being full of grace, I am able to dispense grace freely to my dear children." Okay, I even have a rosary for the distracted person, and they're not short. They are 40 minutes each mystery. So all of the mysteries are on this little USB, USC keychain drive that you can listen to in your phone, in your car, if it's compatible. I don't know if you have a USB or USC connection on your laptop. And it is meant to make you sit down. Maybe you're not able to kneel for 40 minutes, but this is what Mary is saying. Please, please give Jesus your time, your heart. And you know what? It's not just merits that we're earning and these sins poured off of our sin, our skins, our soul, our bodies, our, you know, like our inner depth of ourselves. It's not just flowing out. That was, by the way, the quote-unquote words of the day for my Annunciation radio segment, flowed out. And I thought immediately of the water and blood flowing out from Jesus' side, his very last wound. And then when you read the readings today, Ezekiel was at the temple, water was flowing out. It was up to his ankles, then his knees, then his waist. Then it was a river, and it flowed out from the east, and then it met the sea, and it made the sea fresh. And then anything that went around the river was multiplying, any creatures, and the different trees bear different fruit. And that's us, everyone. And that's Jesus. And so the more that we can meditate on all of the mysteries, thinking and praying and asking the Lord to put in our hearts truly what he has done for us, for the love of us. Let's not look at praying the rosary in this way because of the things that we can get, because it will keep us out of hell. That is not the Holy Spirit fruit and the gift of the fear of the Lord. Let's pray the rosary and love Jesus for all that he went through for us. All of his suffering. I think too often we don't really think about what he did. I highly recommend, if you haven't already, and even if you have, I've already watched The Passion of the Christ this year. I think it was right, I don't know, maybe it was right when Lent started. My brother asked me, "Let's watch it." And he's never seen it. And he said, "Wow, that was pretty brutal." And I said, "Yeah, I mean, from what we understand, he wasn't even recognizable as a human being." And that is our sins. and all the sins, past, present, and future, of everyone. He bore the weight of all of that because he loved us. He would have done it just for you. Think about that. Just for you. Okay, before I wrap up, please search Cardinal Burke, sign up to join the group, pray with everyone worldwide. We have got to storm heaven. We need Our Lady's intercession again. She has done so much for us, but we all have to pray. So let's do it for 9 months. Maybe I should do it right now. Hold on a second. Let me find that prayer. I highly advise you sign up, but you have to scroll all the way down after you click join the group, you know? So anyway, we're going to do it now because nobody has an excuse to let the day go by and not pray this. We want to start on March 12th and end on Our Lady of Guadalupe's feast day. I guarantee you people, Our Lady of Guadalupe is here to help. She has healed me, and I guarantee you that she is a definite part of what's going on with me now and my healing on the second Sunday of Lent. Here we go. Excuse me for clearing my throat. Oh, Virgin, let's use this as our daily prayer, okay? We'll add this to our daily prayer, but we'll use this as daily prayer today because I'm running late. This will be it, and then we'll do a quick purgatory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Virgin Mother of God, we fly to your protection and beg your intercession against the darkness and sin which evermore envelop the world and menace the Church. Your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, gave you to us as our mother as he died on the cross for our salvation. So too, in 1531, when darkness and sin beset us, he sent you as Our Lady of Guadalupe on Tepeyac to lead us to him who alone is our light and our salvation. Through your apparitions on Tepeyac and your abiding presence with us on the miraculous mantle of your messenger, Saint Juan Diego, millions of souls converted to the faith in your divine Son. Through this novena and our consecration to you, we humbly implore your intercession for our daily conversion of life to him and the conversion of millions more who do not yet believe in him. In our homes and in our nation, lead us to him who alone wins the victory over sin and darkness in us and in the world. Unite our hearts to your Immaculate Heart so they may find their true and lasting home in the most sacred heart of Jesus. Ever guide us along the pilgrimage of life to our eternal home with him. So may our hearts, one with yours, always trust in God's promise of salvation, in his never-failing mercy toward all who turn to him with a humble and contrite heart. Through this novena and our consecration to you, O Virgin of Guadalupe, lead all souls in America and throughout the world to your divine Son, in whose name we pray. Amen. Lord, we ask for your Lady's intercession as we pray, not only in our lives, but for the world. And we also take a moment to pause and pray for all of those souls in purgatory by name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Oh, Holy Mary, Mother of God, please pray for all of us sinners. We need it now and at the hour of our death. We love you, Mary. We love you, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, I love you all. I've got to run, get to Mass. Mary, pray for us. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. All right, everyone, find something more with God and Mary, and have a blessed and inspired day.